It's 9 a.m. Eastern, October 25th, and this is your daily crypto report. Bitcoin up 4% at $63,076. Ethereum up 2% at $4,144. Binance Coin up 1% at $484. Those are your leaders by market cap. Top gainers in the last 24 hours, Kadena up 26%, Convex Finance up 25%, and Origin Finance up 24%.
What works so well that it's basically magic? Bitcoin mining, USDT in the top three. What about selling with Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From launching your online shop to, did we just hit 1 million orders? Shopify is there to help you grow. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person point-of-sale system. Wherever and whatever you're selling, turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, up to 36% better compared to other leading commerce platforms. Sell more with less effort thanks to their new AI solution, Shopify Magic. My favorite thing about Shopify is no matter how much you want to grow, they have the solutions you need to take control and level up your business. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US and millions of other entrepreneurs across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support you every step of the way. Businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/DCR, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/DCR to grow your business, no matter what stage you're at. Shopify.com/DCR.
Today's news. Jack Dorsey tweets out about hyperinflation, and Rand Paul says that cryptocurrency could become the world's reserve currency.
I've started to question now whether or not cryptocurrency could actually become the reserve currency of the world as more and more people lose confidence in government.
You're listening to the Daily Crypto Report. Good morning, everybody. Thank you for listening. Despite Russia's adopting its first cryptocurrency law in January 2021, the country's cryptocurrency market still largely unregulated and is associated with a lot of uncertainty. That, according to an industry advocate, the head of the Russian Association of Crypto Industry and Blockchain, argued that the existing Russian crypto regulations are nothing more than half measures that have nothing to do with systematic solutions. Well, the American arm of a trading empire is now FTX U.S. Derivatives. Regulated futures exchange Ledger X will now be known as FTX U.S. Derivatives, FTX.us said today. The deal's close follows the launch of a non-fungible token marketplace earlier this month. The U.S. exchange's parent company announced last week a raise of $420 million from 69 investors. Clarity sometimes in the crypto space is difficult. Ever wonder why the Bitcoin ETF was approved by Gary Gensler? ProShares doing well? Why was that approved? Well, the answer is authored by Tom Luongo via the Gold Goats and Guns blog. You can see it at zerohedge.com. We have a link at dailycryptoreport.io. The title of the article is Luongo, is the Bitcoin ETF, quote, a trap, unquote. That's all for us for today. Visit us at dailycryptoreport.io for sources and for links. Find us on social media, add us to your Alexa Flash Briefing, and listen to us everywhere else you podcast under Daily Crypto Report.